Hi guys, this is Queer Jacket, and I was looking through the list of questionnaires, and at first I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to talk to my or talk about myself all that much. I'm sorry, I'm also really tired. and my brain is not necessarily firing on all courses. So I was looking for the through the list of questionnaires, and I found one about books. And I wasn't sure how much I wanted to talk about myself, but I'm kind of really egotistical, so I wanted to talk about myself. But now I'm couching it in this excuse to talk about books. But now I've kind of ruined that because I'm not talking about books. I mean, but I've told you, but that. So. What are you reading right now? I'm reading Gulliver's Travels, actually. Swift, who is pretty awesome, actually really funny. Because I don't remember if I read it before, but I don't know if anybody realized this. At one point, he well the op the narrator, author, the narrator. Anyways, that's a whole other discussion, but the narrator pisses on a castle to put out a fire, and I don't know why that's really funny to me. A little more generally, I've been reading like a lot of classics lately, so I have a ton of books. I have a lot of books. I collect books because I'm an idiot, and I don't read books as quickly as I collect them because I'm an idiot. So I finally just decided to take all of my books out of my bookshelf, all of the ones that I know I haven't read or that I can't remember reading. And they're all in stacks around my room, and I have been going through them. So I read like Girl with a Pearl Earring, Picture of Dorian Gray. I just finished Far From the Madding Crowd. So yeah, like classics. That's been my thing lately. What is your favorite genre of books? Fantasy, definitely. Definitely fantasy. Seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur, sir. He handles the financials. Punch the bursar. Yes. Wanted to do what you did, graduate and to join the revolution. He looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid. Okay, sorry. Dear God. What am I doing? What am I doing? Right. I'm listening to music and I'm getting distracted and I'm really sorry, but it's really good music. Okay. I'm gonna be on topic now. What is your favorite genre of books? Fantasy. I have read a lot of fantasy. I've sort of grown up on fantasy. I like the first thing I can remember reading, I don't know, it's probably like Harry Potter, Artemis Fowl. I picked those up at the same time. I got into Tamora Pierce a little bit later, but she's been like really formative for me. And I don't know, like it's just, I think like my favorite genre of books is probably female driven fantasy, or female main character driven fantasy. Not so much on the sci-fi, but I do like reading lots of different kinds of lots of different genres of books. So, do you use an e-reader? Tell us why. I don't. It just costs money. I do. I mean, I've downloaded the Kindle app, and I have some free books on there and stuff that, you know, I've like trolled the Amazon store looking for, and I picked them up. And it's convenient. So if I had the money to buy an e-reader, I probably would, but it would probably never replace actual books. I would probably still buy actual books. Just 'cause books are lovely. Books are they're wonderful. You get to hold them and read them, and it's the whole immersive experience, and it's flipping through the pages and everything. And you know, it's I don't know. There's, I mean, of course, e-readers are awesome, but for me, I like when I'm looking at one, I'm very conscious of, especially with the freaking Kindle, and it has like the weird screen, and then it looks like it's not glowing, but it's still glowing, but it's because it's still electronic, and it doesn't look like it's displaying it. I don't know. It freaks me out. It's very like it's a sort of weird like AI, you know the story where like the AI looks way too humanoid and people get freaked out, and it's like that for me, but with books. Moving on. do you buy books or check them out from the library? I don't go to the library anymore. I don't know. Maybe I should go more often, but I don't really go. I wish I did. Because I used to go to the library all the time when I was younger, and it was great, and I read, you know, so many different books and all of that, and I love them. And I miss going to the library, actually. It's a nice space itself and a nice, you know, institution, the library, and it's really like it's an excellent public service. And, you know, I think people don't really realize that, and that kind of makes me sad. But I usually buy books. I don't know. I used to go to the library a lot, and then when I found a book that I really, really liked, I would buy the book. Which is sort of what I do with music. I will, you know, listen to Spotify, I'll find songs online and stuff like that. I will collect the music digitally, but then if I have something that I really, really like, I go out and I get the CD and I get it in a physical form. And that sort of, I like that method. Or I guess I have just cultivated that method of, I don't know. Is that weird? That might be weird. I don't know. I mean, no, it's not weird because I read the books and I really like them, and of course I'm gonna re-read them again, which I think is actually a question that comes up later, so I will postpone that rant. Do you have a favorite bookstore? So I don't have a favorite bookstore. There is a book place that one of my friends lives near, and so when I went to go visit her, she took me to it, and it's really great. It's basically sort of like a free exchange, like a book exchange type thing. You can go in there and basically take as many books as you can hold. So, like, we went there with a couple of bags each, and like we were just filling up on these books. And I'm pretty sure I picked up like 40 something or 50 something books, and it was fantastic. And I think like if I ever want to give away books or something like that, I'm gonna collect them all, and I'm gonna wait for an opportunity to go visit her, and I'm gonna give them back there because it's an excellent place. It's really run down, and I don't know if they take donations actually, which is kind of weird, because you'd think, I mean, if you saw the place, you would understand. But I don't know. I don't know. But definitely, it's another amazing place. I mean, it's not a, I don't know. I just really like it. I love the concept. I love the fact that they're, you know, they're giving this place where you don't have to have an ID. You don't have to, you know, give out an address or anything like that. So it's a lot more accessible to a lot more people who might want to read books, but can't necessarily do that. People who, for whatever reason, either they can't afford to go to a library, not in the sense of afford as in you have to pay, because of course you don't have to pay for a lot of public libraries. Am I saying library? I'm not saying library. I'm saying library, but I think it's coming. Okay, Jesus Christ, I'm so tired. Why? But I'm gonna be really busy for the rest of. Okay, you know what? No, but moving on or moving back. But yeah, so. For people who don't have, say, like a permanent address or something like that, you know, I really like the fact that it's accessible to a lot more people than even a library is, which is very accessible to people in the first place. But anyway, so that's that bookstore. But I don't know. I don't have a favorite bookstore near me. I don't have a favorite bookstore, but I do love secondhand bookstores because they're usually much more not insular, not they're much more intimate outfits, I feel like, versus a lot of bookstores. Of course, I haven't gone to many independent bookstores lately. Like the last one I went to was probably Barnes and Noble, and that was probably a couple of years ago, or way back in the Stone Age when I had to go, buy SAT prep books and shit. But it's, I don't know, secondhand bookstores are lovely. You don't have a wider selection necessarily, but you usually have a more eclectic selection of books, which I really like because I like sort of going off the beaten path. And most people, I mean, the books that they keep for a reason. And like the best-selling books or whatever, of course, you can always get those at any old, like normal bookstore. But if you go to a secondhand bookstore, you are more likely to find interesting things, which I really, really, really like. What is your favorite book? Well, fuck you for asking that question. Jesus, who even a year ago? Oh, can I be doing this questionnaire? The Glass to Freedom. Okay, well, thanks, Hamilton. Am I allowed to sing Hamilton on this? Okay, anyways, what is my favorite book? I don't know. I don't have a favorite book. I cannot choose a favorite book. Because I can't choose a favorite story. I have stories about me that, I can rank stories about me, but when it comes to the, like somebody else's creative genius, I mean, of course I can rank the stories, but I can't just pick one. I don't know, man. I can't. I can't. I'm picky. Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop singing along to this because it's distracting me and it should really not be distracting me. Okay. You know what? Everything I just said is a complete and total lie. Not only that, I'm going to cheat on this question. My favorite book, I'm actually gonna make that my favorite series. That favorite series would be the Thursday Next series by Jasper Ford. Oh my God, it is so good. I love that series. It is so good. It is so well done. And like the man's mind moves like fucking. Anyways, I thought of that because I saw Who's Your Favorite Author, which is actually not Jasper Ford. I love Jasper Ford. Seriously, especially if you love books, you should check out the Thursday Next series because Jesus, like I don't even know how he does it. The man's mind is incredible. It's like it's jam-packed with references. It's set in a slightly alternate universe to our own, and it's just it's incredibly clever and well done. And ooh, especially if you like Jane Eyre, because the first book references features Jane Eyre, which is not a spoiler because the book is called The Eyre Affair. Seriously, Thursday next, like next Thursday next. That series, amazing series. I love it. Jasper Ford, amazing. But my favorite author, I don't know, man. I'm gonna be like a stereotypical English major and probably say like Jane Austen or Hemingway. Both of whom are amazing. I love Hemingway. I love his writing style. It's very sparse, very dry, which I really appreciate. Also, he got drunk a lot and fought people a lot, and that is something that I relate to on like a very a deep spiritual level. So, and of course Jane Austen, because I'm an English major whore. Who else though? Jesus. Tolkien. But he's another stereotypical answer. I'm trying to think of somebody better. Not better, but different or not so like typical. This is your filter. I don't know. I'll just pick something that like everybody's heard of, and then I'll seem cultured and shit. I'm not cultured. I'm American. What am I even saying? Jean Rhys is not actually my favorite author, but she wrote a really good book, Wide Sargasso Sea, which, I mean, if we're talking about Jane Eyre, actually, Wide Sargasso Sea is sort of like the Caribbean clapback, if you will. Clapback. sorry, okay. But it's really good. I don't know what to say about it much, except for that you should probably definitely read it, especially if you have read Jane Eyre, especially if you like Jane Eyre. I think it's very, very interesting, and you get sort of a perspective that obviously we haven't seen covered in a lot of history because, Caribbean literature, and especially because it comes from it comes from sort of the post-colonial, actually, I think post-independent era of Caribbean literature, and it's really interesting because it is a response, and it is the Caribbean reflection on English culture, which I think is really, really interesting, and I love, frankly. Like, I love it. It is amazing, and I want to encourage it because I think there's been a tendency for us, and I say us, but I mean, sort of us in the West. I think there is a very real tendency for us to look at other cultures, especially ones that we have controlled in some way, colonized or have sort of overtaken or influenced through imperialism. And there is a tendency to look at a lot of these cultures and to examine them as though they are dead or distant or not currently alive and flourishing and organic. One of the major examples, actually, that I see of this is India, but I'm a little more emotionally connected to that, so I try not to bring it up, but it comes up anyways. Jesus, what was I on? 17 minutes. Wow, okay. Anyways, we're going to the next question. Is there a book that has changed you in some way? Probably. Definitely. I don't know about. Oh, favorite author. Okay, well, again, not a favorite author. I guess I can't choose a favorite author. I mean, they're all people. You can't choose a favorite people. Person. Favorite person. But Tamora Pierce, I adore her and all of her works. She's amazing. A book that has changed me in some way, it would be Tamora Pierce. Her books have had a very big impact on my life, which is weird because I have sort of only read bits and pieces of some of the more famous series. I've read all of the Trickster Duo, and I've read all of the Becker Cooper trilogy, but I've only read bits and pieces of Alana, a little bit of Kell, never read Immortals, was it? I've never read Dane. I feel like there's someone else that I'm missing. I don't know. But yeah, so I would say Tamora Pierce. Clockwork Orange fucked me up a little good. And I don't know. I mean, Harry Potter, Artemis Fowl. Harry Potter, actually, really, because Harry Potter is what got me into writing. So that definitely had a big impact on me. Artemis Fowl impacted me because I think that's where I sort of picked up my attraction to cold, intelligent, dominating figures. It feels a weird. It feels weird to say that as an adult because Artemis Fowl was like prepubescent. Oh, that's grody. Okay. Okay. All right. Do you reread books over and over again? Yes, I do. I love books. I read books that I like a lot. And that's just a thing. I started ranting a bit about it, but you've already heard me ranting about it, so why am I talking about it again? What is the first book you remember reading? First book I remember reading. I don't know. I don't know. Man, I read a lot of stories as a kid. My dad used to read me Shakespeare, actually, like before I could read. And I have like very, well, not many, but I have one very vivid memory of my dad reading and or reciting Julius Caesar to me. But as for the books that I read, I know definitely probably like Artemis Fowl or Harry Potter, and almost definitely there were others before that, but I can't really remember them. Running Out of Time. Oh, that was a good book. Oh, Running Out of Time was a good book. By Margaret Peterson Haddix, I think. I had a copy of it, and I don't know what happened to it. We moved a couple times when I was younger, and I guess it might have gotten lost in the mix, but that was such a good book. If you've seen The Village, the plot is pretty similar. Well, it's not very similar. I mean, the context is different, but the basic like action of the plot, it's sort of like that. Same sort of concept of like people who are oh, that's okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, even though probably I don't know who's really gonna be interested in reading it or whatever. Anyways, but no, it's really, really good. Actually, well, my favorite book as a kid actually would probably be Harry Potter, Artemis Fowl, Running Out of Time. Another one would be The Girl Who Owned a City, which I really, really, really liked because it was about a girl. Duh. But it was set in this it was set in like a sort of parallel but like also subversive, not subversive. God, I keep using words and they're not the words that I should be wordsing, but I'm wordsing them anyways because they're there and usable. So it was about present-ish setting in which all of the adults in the world died, basically. Anybody after puberty hit was dead. So the oldest people were like maybe 12, 13, 14 years old, and there's like a 10 or 11-year-old girl named Lisa, I think. If it's not the main character's name, it's the author's name, I'm pretty sure. But basically the whole story is about like them trying to survive and how the kids are trying to protect themselves, sort of what happens. And it's a little Lord of the Flies-ish, but like it's a lot more, you know, at least to me, it's a lot more realistic. Because, you know, there's a lot more like actual cooperation and all that sort of thing. And it feels a lot more like real kids and not just, oh, hey, what would happen if we took the psychotic fuckwits from, you know, one of the private or public schools? Britain calls private schools public schools, I think, as far as I am aware. Britain, England calls England Britain. It might be all of Britain. I don't know. I don't know about, maybe it's just England. What am I talking about? Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Fuckity fuck, 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 fuck. But anyways, so fuck it, moving on. Where do you like to read? I don't know. I mean, I like to read in my room, I guess. But I can read pretty much anywhere. Granted, well, given that I have a good book, I am able to read pretty much anywhere. There's a bar that I work near, and every so often when I'm feeling stupid with money, I will go there and I will sit in the corner of the bar and just pull out my book and I'll read through a couple of drinks, and it's great. The place gets really crowded, but I usually can sit there and get through, like a good portion of the book that I have with me, as long as it's a good book. And they've been pretty good books recently. So yeah. When do you like to read? Always. I haven't had a lot of time to read recently. And by recently, I mean since I started college, actually. I used to read all the time when I was in high school, which was really weird and probably why I almost never got my homework done before, like 5 minutes before class. But I used to read all the time and it was great. And I loved reading all the time. And then I got to college and just, like everything hit and I got depressed and I got anxiety or, whatever. But I just, after a while, I was so busy with trying to deal with my brain and my schoolwork and my life and lack thereof that I just stopped reading. So recently, now that I have a job, I like forced myself to pick up reading again. So right now, the only places that I really read, or the only times I really read, is during my commute because I take public transport. I guess that. But I mean, I like to read whenever I can. I miss it. I miss reading so much. So getting to read again is really, really nice. What character do you most want to be like? Thursday Next would be a really good start. She's badass. She's definitely scarred. I don't envy it, but she is much more of a character that I would be interested in being like than a lot of other characters I know. I would love to be like Allie from the Trickster duology that I mentioned earlier, because she is a lot bolder and a lot more quick-witted than I am, and those are two qualities that I really, really want to cultivate in myself, but it's kind of hard because I'm terrified of everything. What book club would you like to be a part of? I'm gonna cheat and we're coming back to Thursday Next. Seriously, if you are actually interested, pick it up because it's so good. I'm gonna go with Thursday Next, and I don't want to spoil the series for you guys. So, if you pick it up, then you'll probably understand why this is cheating a little bit. Or if somebody asks me in the comment, then I'll tell you there and probably mess up the spoiler tag. And then if you look at the comments, then you'll be spoiled for it, and I'll just be a dick of a human being like I already am. Is there a line or passage from a book that has stuck with you? If you can, read it for us. I don't know. In the land of Mordor, where their shadows lie, three rings for the elves, something, something lines that I remembered in high school, seven for the dwarves in their halls of stone. That line I also probably fucked up. Nine rings for the mortal men doomed to die. Fuck, it's been a really long time since I've actually read Lord of the Rings. I should do that again. It hasn't been a long time, actually. I lied. I took a Tolkien class like a couple of years ago. So I should really remember all of this, but I don't, because my memory is might because my memory is shit. I also am really, really bad at speaking, apparently. which is great because I post content on a subreddit meant for audio listeners. What is your best slash favorite way to find new books and authors? It would be personal recommendations or Tumblr, which sounds weird. But of course, I mean, the personal recommendations, that seems pretty obvious because people who know me are gonna know what kind of books I like, and you know, that's just sort of a given. But Tumblr, I actually really appreciate because Tumblr, if you know where to go, if you know who to follow, you'll f usually find a lot more stories and books by different groups of marginalized people. So things that will be more centered on like LGBT stuff, different ethnicities, different, you know, disabilities, stuff like that. Tumblr's a really good place to find books that aren't necessarily mainstream enough to be really noticed. But I mean, I'm also not necessarily looking for the next, whatever the fuck his name is, Patterson, like, white guy running around, you know, doing things and explosions, whatever books. Like, that's, I mean, I'm sure those are really good books and more power to him if he's making money off of it, but it's just, it's not really my thing. So, obligatory sexual questions. Here we go. If you could have sex with any character from a book, who would it be and why? Artemis Fowl, but aged up. and of age Artemis Fowl. Because I don't love myself or my sanity. I don't know, your typical, your standard stock of like Sirius Black, Remus Lupin, Aragorn, Faramir. Oh, Faramir. But I love him paired up with Eowyn so much, and just, oh God, what a just, oh, I love them. Okay. Who else would I? I'm telling you right now, there's almost definitely. Oh no, wait. I remember. Well, I don't know if I would. Actually, I probably have to go back and read it. But there was this great and terrible series. Well, a great and terrible book called A Great and Terrible Beauty, and there was a and it's set in like Victorian England, but the main character is a white girl who went to live in India for a few years, and then there's like this real shady enemy who, you know, is coming after her or whatever, and she has this like love interest, and his name is Karthik, and I remember reading it and I was like, he's Indian and he sounds gorgeous. And I would be on that like white on rice, but brown, because I'm brown. Oh my God. And oh man, I don't even know. Mr. Darcy. I would be all over Mr. Darcy, of course. Man, I don't know. I don't know. That's pretty much it. That's all I can think of anyways. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like close out this audio and I'm gonna be like, oh my God, there are so many other fictional characters I would fuck. Do you read romance slash erotica? Do you have a favorite author or book? I do read romance novels and I do read erotica and I adore them and I will tell you why. And the reason why is because if you go past, like, I would say Either if you dig through a lot, like a lot of the mainstream romance, like Harlequin and those kinds of companies, if you either dig way, way, way through their catalog, excuse me, wow, what the hell? If you dig through their catalogs or you breeze past them and you go for like smaller publishers or self-published stuff, there's a lot of stuff that you have to sift through, especially the self-published stuff, but that's more the nature of self-publishing is that you don't necessarily have to have an editor. So you're not necessarily getting quality. But my material point is that if you sift through erotica and you're willing to devote yourself to the time to finding quality stuff, you will unearth the heart of erotica, which I think is all of the authors who genuinely love it and who genuinely write and who take themselves seriously. Because a lot of people look at romance novels and erotica and they think like, oh, well, haha, it's romance novels and like you can get these a dime a dozen and it's really stupid. And a lot of people dismiss romance that way, and a lot of people look at romance, look at erotica, and they're like, oh, well, it's not like a serious genre. I'm just gonna pop out like 10 or 20 of these stories until, my real work can get published. And then once I'm a real author, then I'll just ditch it. And when you read stories like that, you can tell that there's no love that's going into the craft, and that like hurts. Because not only are you insulting the craft of writing, which I love because I'm a writer, but you're also insulting the reader by assuming that they're not going to notice if you put down substandard material, and you're insulting the intelligence of, your consumers. And that's really hurtful. But when you drill down and you find the people who are writing romance and who are writing erotica because they actually really love it, even if they do still need the money, they're not condescending. They are writing the best stories that they can write. They just happen to center on a romance. And I think that that can be a really powerful thing if wielded properly, but it's not. And it makes me really mad that it's not. I don't have a favorite author. I mean, I sort of do have a favorite author, but I'm biased because I'm also friends with this author. I think PJ Collins on. No, JJ Collins. Fuck. PJ Rogers. Sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. PJ Rogers is a lovely, lovely, lovely person with lovely, lovely, lovely writing. I adore them to pieces. If you happen to be on Amazon and you're looking for pretty good erotica, not erotica, romance, but if you happen to be on Amazon and you're looking for a really good no romance story written by somebody who loves stories and who loves romance and who loves romance stories, who will give you a good product, PJ, who's never going to listen to this. So, I mean, I'm not like trying to talk her up or anything. Have you ever masturbated while reading a book? Tell us about it. I have not. And here's the thing. I read a lot of romance, Ellie. I read a lot of erotica. I love romance. I love erotica. But while I'm reading, especially if it's a good book, I get very, very into the process of reading. When I read, I get very immersed into whatever I am reading. And because of that, even if something is really hot and it's really turning me on, I can't just pull myself out of it by trying to masturbate at the same time. So I end up just not because I would rather be reading the book and continuing, that immersive experience than trying to get off. Because I mean, I can always go back and, recreate the scene in my mind and maybe add embellishments or do whatever on my own time. But while I'm reading the book, I can't take myself out of it to attend to that. And it's not like such a burning need that,
whatever. But yeah. And that's it. That's it. Those are all the questions. That's it. And it only took me 40 minutes of rambling like an idiot to myself to, you know. But yay. So this is me doing a questionnaire. I hope you like it. I hope this audio turned out well because I did a test audio just before I started this, and then I never paused this in the middle to make sure that the audio is still going well. So, I don't know. I will sign off and maybe sleep and probably stay on Reddit for another couple of hours and hate myself in the morning when I have to get up and clean up the house for whatever. And I don't get sleep because this is what I do with my life. Okay, well, bye guys. I don't know. Love yourselves because you deserve it. You look amazing. You are amazing. You're incredible and intelligent and amazing. And just, I don't know. Go love yourself. Masturbate. Bye.